There was a recent story that it's kind of funny, but it's kind of sad too. It's sad that it had to come out in this way, but it's funny because it's just so obvious. So a second grader's essay has been making big news because there's a quote in there that says, "I hate my mom's cell phone and I wish she never had one." And this essay has gone viral because of this, because it speaks to a truth. I mean, we are addicted to our cell phones, and I actually wouldn't limit that to only parents. I would say kids are too. So my daughter is going into second grade in a couple of months. So she's about this age. And I mean, it's really heartbreaking stuff. So a Louisiana second grader's homework assignment is totally going viral, making parents across the nation question if they spend too much time on their cell phones. This is something we should all be asking ourselves, you know, are we neglecting our kids? I mean, sure, yeah, we feed them and, you know, we tell them to go outside and play, even though maybe they want to watch TV or whatever. But are we telling our kids too much? Leave mommy and daddy alone. When I'm on the phone, I'm working. When I'm on the phone, I'm working. So just leave us alone. Maybe we're doing that too much. So teacher Jen Adams Beeson wrote in a since deleted Facebook post that she assigned her students to write about an invention they wish had never been created. And she posted an essay in which one of the students picked the cell phone as the invention that she wished was never created. Quote, "I don't like the phone because my parents are on the phone every day. I hate my mom's phone and I wish she never had one," this student wrote. The student capped off the essay with a drawing of a cell phone with a big X through it and a sad face saying, "I hate it." Now, Beeson revealed that out of 21 of her students, four of them actually wrote about this topic. So this isn't just one. At the end of her post, Beeson added the hashtag get off your phones and hashtag listen to your kids. Now, according to a 2017 survey, half of parents found that using technology disrupted time with their children three or more times a day. So what do you think? You know, I'm curious about this too. Do you think we spend too much time on our cell phones? Now, part of it too is sometimes you need to be on your phone if that's a part of your job. But also, this might be controversial, but maybe we work too much even. You know, maybe we work too much and we don't spend enough time with our kids. I remember when I was a kid, you know, kids don't understand the concept of work. Now, when I was a kid, my mom, she was going to college, so it was kind of the same kind of thing, but I didn't really understand what any of that meant. Kids aren't going to get that. You know, you know, leave me alone. I have to work. I love you, but you know, go play or something. Maybe sometimes that's called for, and maybe sometimes it's appropriate. But I think that we as parents can get our priorities flipped. You know, we think that, especially men. You know, and I am fully, I totally understand this mindset. You got to actually fight against it because if you're a man, you know, some women too, but usually if you're a man, then you want to go out and work as well. You should. I mean, if you're a man, you got to take care of your family. But when that becomes the main driving force, you know, well, I got to take care of my family. I have to put food on the table, and then you're spending all your time at work, and then you're not giving your children or your wife any love and companionship and any of that good family stuff. That's needed too. And I would say that's more important than work and providing. I mean, you need to do that, but with the work stuff. And it's easy for us men to get competitive and to really want to put everything that we have into our job because it's almost an unconscious status symbol. You know, the more that you can succeed, the more well off you are, and the better you're providing for your family. And there's all sorts of ways of justifying it. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't go out and make money. We do need to do that. We need to provide for our family. But we don't only need to provide for their physical needs. We need to provide for their emotional and spiritual needs as well. And when the father isn't in the home, as the spiritual leader, that can cause a lot of problems. So I think that this, is just one small example of a larger issue. But I'm interested to know what you think. Okay, so you can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.